Unlock a chain link fence, walk down a steep ramp, and you'll end up on one of the fuel floats in the Homer Harbor. They're leased by Petro Marine Services, the business that people go to when it's time to fill up the boat.
Yeah, it's a gas station for boats. That's exactly what it is.
Pete LaPlante is Petro Marine's plant manager in Homer. We're standing on one of two floats Petro Marine has fuel pumps on.
We have what's known as the Coal Point lease, which is the Homer Marina. It's a year-round operation. Then we also have what the city refers to as the 30-acre lease. We call it the Homer Fuel Dock, and it's a separate facility on the other side of the harbor entrance that we mainly use seasonally as an overflow for when the marina dock gets overcrowded in the winter or summer months.
The leases for both docks and their onshore facilities expire in 2018. The leases run 20-year terms with 2 5-year options.
And so in effect, it's a 30-year lease.
Petro Marine Services has been in Homer since the late 80s. According to the company's website, it is a subsidiary of Petro 49. The parent company owns multiple fuel-oriented businesses with locations throughout Alaska. Petro Marine first signed for its Coal Point lease in 1991 and for its Homer Fuel Dock lease in 1993. The company was making plans for its future and decided to start an early renewal on both leases. They were caught by surprise when the city drafted two resolutions, one to renew the Coal Point lease and one to let other companies bid on the Homer Fuel Dock lease. The city council voted down the resolution to open bidding on the Homer Fuel Dock lease, but not before giving Petro Marine a lot of anxiety. LaPlante says if another company won the bidding on the lease, it would have cost Petro Marine a significant investment.
The point is that when you've invested a lot of money in equipment, now you're no longer able to use it. It's not worth what it was. That's really where the problem lay.
The company would have lost the use of one fuel float, a ramp.
And then on shore, there's a tank farm with a wall around it. It's all contained, secondary containment, we call it. And then a piping and pump system that runs down to provide the fuel from the tanks to the customers on the float.
According to Petro Marine Services Anchorage office, building a facility similar to the one LaPlante just described could easily cost up to $2.5 million. Brian Hawkins is Port and Harbor Director for the City of Homer. He says the city was just following its lease policy when it drafted the resolution to open the fuel dock lease to public bidding.
That's the general direction that the lease policies give us, is that at a term of a lease, you put it out to RFP, unless we can show that it's in the public's interest to enter into a new term with that company.
Hawkins says Petro Marine is a good tenant, but the lease policy requires city employees to look out for the city's best interests.
The other thing to consider is, you know, maybe there's another company out there that will do the same, or and competition in the marketplace does benefit the customer.
Hawkins adds that he knows Petro Marine Services has a big investment in its fuel floats and other infrastructure. And he says there's always a very difficult conversation to be had when a city lease comes up for renewal.
However, it's in the public's best interest, and that's who we serve, to have that conversation and to review the tenant and the lease and the contract and make that decision ultimately.
The city council unanimously agreed to renew Petro Marine Services' Coal Point lease during its February 22nd regular meeting. The resolution to not renew the Homer Fuel Dock lease was voted down unanimously as well. Hawkins says the city will work on a new resolution supporting a renewal of that lease. In Homer, I'm Quentin Chandler.